The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So hello again, and a warm welcome to all of you, wherever in the world you are joining, either live on Zoom, on YouTube, or listening afterwards on Audio Dharma, or listening afterwards on YouTube. So warm, warm welcome. Meeting this moment, however shape or form you're showing up in this moment. Meeting this moment afresh. It's a fresh moment. Hasn't happened this way before, so greeting it. So, as we continue, we're going through the Brahma Viharas, and right now we're going through the metta practice, loving kindness, in concentric circles, kind of methodically. We're going through the concentric circles, opening the heart more and more. And on Friday, we turned our hearts to a good friend, to a dear friend. We primed our heart. We took most of the session, actually, with the dear friend. And then at the end, we turned and had them gaze at us. And we did metta for ourselves, cultivating care, kindness for ourselves through the eye of our dear friend. So continuing, we'll do something similar but a little different. We'll start again with the good friend to prime our heart, because sometimes it might be easier to feel metta, warmth, care, friendliness for a friend, for a good friend. And then after having primed the heart, we spend most of the time tonight cultivating and turning towards care, kindness for ourselves, this being who is us. And many times we may not be very nice to this person who is us, and treat ourselves with judgment and not necessarily with loving kindness. So we can never have enough self metta, care for this being who's us. The Buddha says if you search the whole world, the entire world, you won't find anyone who is more dear to you, who will be more dear to you. We should be more dear to you. So caring for ourselves as we care for others, not less than, not more than, but as much as we care for others, as much as we care for others. But it just happens that we usually, you know, if we treated others the way we treat ourselves, they wouldn't put up with it. The way we self-flagellate sometimes. So cultivating kindness. So I think that's enough. That's enough words. So let's get into our meditation posture. I'd like to invite you to shift and move and see what your body needs in order to be comfortable, settling, arriving. I usually like to lift myself up from my chair and sit again, to land again. See what your body needs. Maybe you need to shift position from sitting to lying down. That's okay. As long as you don't fall asleep, it's okay to practice lying down. Perfectly fine. Or maybe you need to sit up a little straighter. Or maybe you need to do this practice standing up. See what your body needs in this moment. Checking in as an act of self-care. What does my body need in this moment? What does my body need in this moment? What is needed right now? As I ask what is needed right now, my body responds, to relax, to let go. Internally, inviting the whole body, the muscles, the soft tissue, to be heavy, to drop their weight inward. Relaxing, softening the sit bones. The lower abdomen, where the lower part of the abdomen from the inside. Letting it drop, relax. No need to hold. Letting your feet, your legs, the entire lower legs, upper legs, sit bones, feet, to drop their weight onto the floor, onto the cushion, the chair. Inviting your shoulders, your neck to relax, your arms, your hands to be heavy. Your forehead to be soft. Your eyes to rest in their socket. The muscles of your ears, inside your head, behind the ears, behind your cheeks, in your cheeks, your chin, all the connective tissue, invite them to relax as best as they're able to in this moment. inviting the breath to be received in the abdomen, in the lower abdomen. Each breath received, one breath at a time. In each out-breath, relaxing, softening. Letting go into this moment. Letting go into being awake and alert, receiving this moment fully. And relaxedly. And as thoughts might arise, as they do arise, becoming aware of them with kindness. Hello, thought. And after seeing them without judgment, this is what minds do, they think. Seeing them clearly, with gentleness, and bowing to the thought, saying, thank you. And right now, I'm giving myself to this practice wholeheartedly, with my whole heart. So please come back later. I'll be waiting for you. Letting yourself wholeheartedly, with your whole body, greet this moment of practice, settling, being breathed. few more minutes of settling, being settled, arriving, grounded with the breath in this moment, soothing, calming the heart and mind. I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to bring a good friend to mind, a dear friend, someone with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship, ideally. This could also be a family member, sibling, or maybe even a parent who feels like a friend to you. That aspect. Someone from your life right now or from the past. Choosing someone, not feeling as if you are letting someone down by not choosing them. It doesn't matter. You can choose them later when you practice. Whoever you choose is supporting you, serving you in this practice, in this moment, for cultivation of your heart. The practice is for you. So choosing someone can support you in this practice. Could even be a pet who feels like a furry friend. Bringing this friend to mind. Bringing this friend to your mind's eye. Seeing them as vividly as possible. As if they are in front of you, sitting, standing, moving around, or if it works for you, maybe seeing them on a FaceTime call on your phone, their face, or a Zoom chat if you've had one recently with this friend, if it's applicable. Really bringing a felt sense of this friend up into your mind's eye, what they feel like, what they sound like, what they look like, using all the senses, as many senses as you can. To conjure them up. Take some time to make it as vivid as possible. best to imagine this friend in a neutral disposition, not suffering too much, which can veer into compassion, or too happy, which can veer into mudita, vicarious joy, but in a neutral disposition. So we can stay with loving kindness practice. Bringing them up as clearly as possible. It's the first pillar of the practice. The image, the felt sense of a friend. And then turn your attention at the same time as you keep their image up, their felt sense up. Notice what comes up in your heart, in your mind. A sense of connection that you have to this person. How energetically something shifts in your body as you conjure up this person. Could be subtle, could be profound. And the stronger you bring their image up, your felt sense, you really tune into it, clock into it, the more you can feel this energetic shift, sense of connection in your body, sense of goodwill for them, maybe gladness, happiness, warmth, care, maybe a smile shows up. See what it is for you. This felt sense of metta in your heart, in your mind, your body. This is pillar number two. That comes out of the first pillar. The felt sense, the image of the good friend. Staying with the first two pillars, feeling to the first one, image, felt sense of the good friend as vibrant as possible. Then what that brings up for you in your body, in your heart, sense of connection, recognition, gladness, goodwill, safety, happiness. The feeling in your heart, in your body, the connection, sense of connection starts to fade. The pillar, second pillar fading. Bring their felt sense up more vividly. And notice how the sense of connection, second pillar, becomes more vivid on its own. And from the second pillar, this feeling of connection, this goodwill, kindness, whatever it is in your heart, body arising. Let the phrases of metta, phrases of goodwill come from this feeling. Be connected to your sense of connection, the third pillar, the phrases coming out of the second. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear friend. Can insert their name, dear one. Silently reciting. May you be happy. May you be happy and joyful. Dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong, dear so-and-so. And may your heart flow, may your life flow with ease, dear one. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. Now I'd like to invite you to let yourself be seen. To let yourself be seen through the eyes of your good friend. The way they see you, the way they look at you. Maybe they see you with eyes of care, respect, admiration, love, tenderness, whatever it might be. Let yourself be seen through their eyes. Let yourself be struck. By how they see you. Let yourself be seen. And let yourself receive it. Let yourself receive this caring gaze. Let it land now in your body. This feeling of being loved in different nuances of it, let it land. Let your heart receive it and be buoyed, bright. And let your heart receive the metta, the goodwill, as if in phrases from your dear friend. Imagine them saying to you, may you be safe. May you be safe, dear one. Maybe they say their your name. And now let yourself receive it. May I be safe. Maybe put your hand in your heart center, middle of your chest. Really let the good wishes land for you, receiving them, letting yourself receive. Putting one hand in your heart center, putting one hand in the middle of your chest, receiving. Imagine them saying, may you be happy. May you be happy, dear one. Ah, and now receive it in your whole body, in your heart, yes. May I be happy. As they wish happiness for me, I wish myself to be happy. May I be happy and joyful. May my heart sing with gladness. See them wishing the third phrase of metta for you. May you be healthy and strong, they're saying. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. Dear so-and-so. Now letting yourself receive it, your whole body, energetically. May I be healthy as possible. May I be strong. Just as they wish it for me, I wish it for myself. The fourth metta phrase, they say, may you have ease, dear so-and-so. May your life flow with so much ease. Receiving this goodwill, good wish. May I have ease. May I take care of myself happily. Continuing to either see them wish you well, the phrases, and you receive each one, or just wishing it for yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May my life unfold with ease. Joining your voice to theirs. Maybe both of you are saying it in unison. They're saying it and you join voices with them. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. Connecting with each phrase, letting it land in your heart for yourself, taking your time. receiving your own goodwill. As if a blessing from the beyonds, a gift of grace, gift of kindness. Let your heart be soothed. With kindness. With goodness. The last minutes of this practice. Let your heart, body, mind be soothed, radiating this energetic kindness. Your mind's eye shared by your good friend for you, and for you, and by you for your good friend, and then for yourself. As if there is a field, a energetic field of kindness given, received, that you're sitting in. And if thoughts are arising of self-judgment, of, oh, I didn't succeed, I wasn't so good, I was distracted, let all of those thoughts also be met in this field of kindness, of metta. They are met with kindness, all these thoughts. They're held in kindness. May our practice of cultivating goodwill and kindness support us, those whose lives we touch, and all beings everywhere, in happiness, ease, and freedom. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we have some time for a couple of reflections. If you'd like to type in chat or raise your blue hand, because if you raise your physical hand, I may not see you. And I invite you to, you know, if you've been sharing a lot, to pull back and let those who don't share much to pull forward. So, and if you haven't shared much, or if you don't share much, invite you to, please, would love to hear from you. So just doing that, pulling back, pulling forward, seeing what's supportive. And so anyone can type their reflections in chat, but it's for raising the hand that I'd like to invite those who usually don't speak up to please let us hear your voice, your reflections. What happened for you? To get us started, I can say that for me, it was just such, especially towards the end, there was just a sense of, landing in metta. The sense of, I'm happier, I'm calmer, I'm more soothed. There's just a sense of, gladness. More than an hour ago. So what's happening for you? What came up? What lit up for you? There's a lot more I can say, but I want to hear from you, please. You're all welcome now. You can either type in chat your reflections, or you can raise your hand by going to participants. Opens a window, and then you can click on raise hand. I can help you unmute yourself. What was surprising? What worked? What didn't? Your reflections can support the whole Sangha, the community. Johnny says on YouTube, Johnny, who's in Norway and now 3:45 a.m., they say, calming and soothing, yes. Thank you very much. Much love to you and all. Oh, thank you, Johnny. Lovely that you've been with us from Norway at this time. Feel a sense of connection across the globe. Yeah, a comment, I had a hard time finding a friend that was without complications, and that made me sad. It's part of human relationships we're complicated people. So I think what I was saying, maybe that if the relationship isn't too complicated, if it's a little complicated, it's okay, you can work with it next time. So it's okay. No relationship is completely without complications. But thank you for sharing that reflection. Appreciate it. Rebecca says, I noticed a push and pull in me where sometimes I was open to receive and other times I resisted. A dance between the two. Great, great. That's wonderful to be sensitive to that, actually. To dance between being open and resisting and dancing in between and not trying to force it, but just being sensitive to it. Beautiful. Appreciate that reflection. My next reflection, my person is someone I don't think about very often, not the close friend I usually use for this. It was surprising that they came to mind. What a lovely visit. Oh, that's sweet. That makes me happy. It's what a lovely visit. There's a loveliness in that. And one more reflection, last one. The metta settled into upekkha. I would check if the metta was still there, and I think it was, but it still inclined towards upekkha. Ah, interesting. So that is interesting to check into, the metta settling into upekkha, because the feeling tone of the two is very different. And upekkha, what is upekkha? Upekkha is equanimity. So we've done the practice of equanimity here many times. So the metta settling into equanimity, it's okay if that's where the heart was going. And as you were saying, kind of being sensitive to that, oh, that's where it's going. And maybe also being curious about it. I think that could be interesting as part of practice. If there is something particular about where you are in this moment in time, or something about this friend that's kind of pulling you towards equanimity. So it's all good. It's all good. So, dear ones, thank you for sharing your reflections and your practice. And I'd like to invite you, and especially at this time, if many of you, when you hear about practice groups and you hop off like, oh, I don't want to be with people, I invite you to stretch yourself a little bit, to stretch yourself a little bit. And hang in here and see what it's like to just share, be held by a couple of other caring, nice, kind people. So, and if you have to go, if you have an obligation, it's okay. No judgment. Thank you for joining. But stretch yourself this one time. See what it's like. You might be surprised. You might be surprised. And the invitation in the groups is to hold yourself with kindness. Let yourself be held with kindness. And maybe you just, the first moment, you just hold each other in silence. And actually, let's start tonight with a three-word check-in. Each person will say three words. What's coming up for them? What's coming up for you in this moment, in your heart, in your body? You say three-word check-in. Each of you do that, each three of you. And then maybe you're in silence, just sharing kindness with people from around the world. It's such a privilege to be in this kind of sangha, in this kind of community. So, I'm going to create the groups right now. And here we go. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed, and we have just a couple of minutes for reflections of what might have come up from the groups, and especially those of you. I'd love to hear from those of you who may have weren't quite sure about staying for the groups, but decided to stretch yourself. So would love to hear from you. If you want to type in chat or raise your hand, and I'll invite you to unmute. And while you're doing that, I'll read one more reflection that came in. I too had a hard time finding a friend with an uncomplicated relationship. I found myself imagining the child version of myself and feeling an abundance of love for and from this version of myself. I found this beautiful and brought tears to my eyes during the meditation. Perhaps this was showing me an area of neglect, an opportunity for growth in self-love. Beautiful, beautiful. It's just a lovely, lovely way to practice with that, and have adapted that practice in an area for yourself. So anyone who is hesitant to get into groups, and then did hang on. I know there are few of you out there. Rebecca, I'm going to hang on because I know you usually stay for the group. So it's not you. You're not in that category. So I'm going to wait for someone else who is in that category. I'd love to hear from you. I did see the look of hesitation on some of your faces. So I'd love to hear from you. What was it like? Would you please share with us? You can raise your hand and I can unmute you. Even if you raise your physical hand, it's okay. Other people can type in chat and tell me who it is that raised their hand. Anyone, any shy people who were going to hop off but didn't? Yes, Terrence, please. Oh, I asked you to unmute. Here you go. I asked you to unmute. Here you go. So you should be able to unmute yourself now. You still can't? Huh. Okay, so I'm going to change something else. Hold on. Okay, try now.
Ah, there we go. Good. Thank you. Sure. There was a little dialogue box that I missed while I was trying to hit the button.
All good.
I was just delighted and surprised. Well, in the meditation that you led, you know, someone that I hadn't thought of in a long time came to mind. And the joy of it, you know, the delight in refreshing my memory of that person and knowing them from on the dance floor where you can really see one another and, you know, be expressive. And this person is like that. And it's just so, it's a joy to remember them. And yeah, and I talked with Jesse and Pula in my small group about their meeting. It's a wonderful experience. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Thank you, Terrence. And thank you so much for sharing. And thanks for hanging in there. I think I did see on your face, you're like, oh, do I want to stay for the groups? Do I not want to stay? Is that right? Was I right? Yeah, you're like, yeah. So I'm so glad you stayed. I'm so glad you stayed. And it was a wonderful experience. That's lovely. Yeah. And Wendy also says, my first impulse was to hop off, but stayed. Per your encouragement, the experience was somewhat quiet for me and felt sincere connection. Ah, that's sweet. And love. Felt sincere connection and love. Oh, that is so sweet. That is just lovely. That is lovely. Thank you. I really wanted to hear tonight from people who usually hop off. So it's 7:03. We've gone over time. So I'm happy to stay a few minutes extra for those who have more reflections or want to share or have questions. But I think it's let's end closer to time. So thank you all for your practice. Thank you so much for your practice. May our practice support us and all those whose lives we touch in gladness, happiness, freedom, and joy. Thank you all. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself if you wish. And Rebecca, I'm happy to stay if you want to chat afterwards. Here we go. There.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you,
Nikki.
Thank you,
Nikki.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you,
Tara.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mark. Bye. Bye.